Oh, Jesus Christ, that was a big old frog in my throat.
Everyone do it. That's how you get viewers. You make them feel disgusted.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Three Guys, One Up. I'm Keith. I'm sitting here with Spencer and David. And we're here to talk about some video games and shit. What's going on, guys?
Same shit. Fucking apparently everything's going on this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of gaming news for sure. What you guys been doing though? You been gaming on anything? Playing anything?
Nothing new. I've been keeping relatively little time lately, so it's been all Fall Guys and Arena.
Yeah, there's a new Fall Guys skin. I gotta get that. The Deep Diver just came out. I gotta buy that one.
That's awesome.
New set released on Arena, but I went camping over the weekend, so I also haven't had a whole lot of time.
Yeah, for sure. I've just been exploring the Xbox Game Pass mostly because might as well get my money's worth out of it. So I've been catching up on games that I've been meaning to play, like Crackdown 3. I know David's played it. I beat the fuck out of it. It was pretty easy to get all the way through it.
I really like Crackdown. It's got this like goofy story to it, and it's got a really fantastic cyberpunk feel.
Yeah, it's a
great game series.
It's a really fun game. I remember when the first one came out, and it was unlike anything because it never took itself seriously. I kind of expected more out of this third one. It was still fun. The city's pretty big and everything, but I don't know.
Maybe I was you got to play as Terry Crews, so I don't know. Maybe I was too infatuated with that. I loved it.
Yeah. I'm not saying it was bad. I still had like I said, I beat it. It's not like I picked it up for 10 minutes and dropped it. I played it for a couple of days throughout the weekend and was able to beat it all the way through. I wasn't on the hardest difficulty, maybe the one down from that. I don't remember what I set it at, but it was fun. I really enjoyed it. Pretty quick story. And there's more to do after you beat the story. You can still go through and jump around and collect everything and stuff. And that's probably my favorite part about that game is your progression as a super agent, so your jump just keeps getting bigger, your punches hit harder just as you use them, and I always thought that was a really cool idea for this kind of city roamer game.
Yeah, they got a great leveling system there.
Yeah, so I played that, and then I put Fable Anniversary Edition, so I'm going to play through all the Fables before we get this. I mean, it's going to be another year or so before we get this next Fable, but I'm just going to play through all those since they're on Game Pass. Fucking Game Pass. We'll get to more Game Pass later because they're going to be seeing some fucking big shit now that Microsoft is making moves. But kind of want to move on to talk about our woes as NVIDIA consumers. Me and Spencer both tried to hop on these pre-orders for the 3080 17
pre-orders, just straight up releases.
Yeah, they're the release orders, yeah. And I don't know, everything was sold out in what I'd say 3 to 5 minutes max, and that's just what we know because that's how long it took for the sites to load and reload.
It was less than that, honestly. It feels like a real paper launch, and that's really unfortunate.
Yeah,
I've been reading people trying to find out like what stock was at, and it was like incredibly minimal.
Well, they're trying to save
a couple hundred FE, like Founders Edition cards.
Yeah, they're trying to save face and saying that they sent this much over here and this much over here, but the more I'm seeing from like actual like store managers at Best Buys and stuff, they're like, we got zero in stock. So I don't know. It feels like they're trying to kind of soft launch these 3080s and push out a bunch of 3090s this week and maybe try and just grab the more expensive card sales. Cause there's going to be a ton of people scrambling for those knowing how poor this 3080 launch was.
Yeah, for sure.
We still have a few more of those 3080s due out this week, but I don't expect to get one. There's still so many people out to get those. The websites are going to be crashing for the next month or so at least.
Yeah, we're following the stock tracker. I'm following the product manager at EVGA just to see like what the possible options are, you know, because he EVGA is like the one company that's actually being pretty open about this.
Yeah, it's nice to see them actually communicating with their consumers.
Right. So he's posting, oh, you know, we're going to be throwing some what little stock we're getting. It's going to be some up on our website tomorrow. Don't have an ETA yet, but keep an eye out. Like stuff like that. It's just, frankly, I really appreciate.
Yeah, it's good, especially from, I mean, the EVGA cards are some of the ones that you want to get. They have some of the best cards out there. So,
yeah, even the mid-tier models are fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, really, if you're able to get your hands on any of these 3080s, it's a pretty big deal right now. Hopefully by holiday time, it will have cooled off a bit and we'll be able to actually see more of these cards out abundantly and be available to more of us that aren't going to be just like sleeping on these stock trackers, you know?
F5ing all day.
Yeah. So it's a rough world out there. I don't know. I kind of did a similar thing with the 10 series, and I knew it was going to be a battle going into this with the price drop and the performance increase. So
yeah.
This is going to be a wild ride for these to come. And 3070s at their price, you're probably not going to see a 3070 in stock anywhere for the once they release. They're going to be bought up for the next like year and a half.
It's going to be a while. Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I mean, bummer, but I'm still holding out for one of these good cards. I want a Tough Gaming or an FTW3 or something like that. I know you were looking at similar things, the ROG Strix.
The ROG Strix is like a holy grail at this point.
Yeah. I think if anybody sees one of those, they'd be really lucky to get their hands on it. I don't know if you're one of the people out there that has actually gotten your hands on one of these cards. Congratulations, because it's very few that I've seen. Like usually people are blowing up, say, like sharing their receipts all over Reddit and stuff. And I've seen very few of that. I've seen a lot more bitching and moaning. Obviously, there's more people that missed out, but I've seen very few celebratory posts.
Yeah, same here. It's like little bits of trickle, I guess. Micro Center, which is a really small like electronics store. We don't have any here, but
now there's one in Denver, I think.
I think that's the closest one. They were the only retailer that I've seen that got any physical stock like in a store. Everything else has been online only.
Yeah. So even camping your local Best Buy isn't going to do you much good right now.
Yeah. Apparently Best Buy is keeping everything they get for online orders.
Yep.
Because that's how few cards they're making. But apparently people are saying that production's ramping up. You know, it all scales up the longer they're in production. So hopefully it won't be as, you know, apocalyptic as people are saying, like, oh, we're not getting cards till March, shit like that. So.
Nah, I don't expect it to take that long. But my hopes are still for like the holiday season. If I could get one of these for myself for Christmas, that would be, I would be fine with that. I'm hoping for before that, obviously.
Right.
I definitely would hate to see this go into mid next year, and I don't expect it to.
Yeah. So we'll see. We're keeping an eye on it. Hopefully one of these days we'll be able to be super happy on when we're recording about it.
Yeah. And moving on to the next fiasco, I guess we'll just go straight into PS5 since that was the next one available. These all kind of shotgunned out these releases and pre-releases, pre-orders for these systems and the 3080s. So we had the 3080 release and then the PS5 pre-orders and the Xbox pre-orders. And there was all boom, 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 all a couple of days right after each other. So this is a pretty fucked up week for everybody in the gaming universe trying to get their hands on the next system or what they're going to be
trying to get that new game shit.
Yeah.
I heard about people that got pre-orders having them canceled on them. Just like, hey, get fucked.
Like the PS5 pre-orders?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
I did not see that. That sounds fucking terrible.
Just rumors. I would like some like verification, but yeah, that fucking sucks if it's true.
I'm also seeing that Amazon is now warning people that their PS5 pre-orders may not arrive on launch day.
Yeah, I think they were doing that like last week. They started sending out those warning messages because, I don't know, with COVID and everything, Amazon's been backed up.
Yeah.
USPS stuff is all backed up. So I think they were getting those warnings out there early on because they, even with those warnings, they're going to get a lot of angry people up their asses.
Yeah, for sure.
And neither of you went out to get out a PS5, right? Neither of you were on trying to do that.
No. I decided for Xbox.
Yeah. And I actually don't know anybody that hopped on it, but I do know a lot of streamers, that I follow on Twitter, and I watch their streams and stuff. They were trying for these PS5s, and they're scrambling to figure out how they're going to get one on launch day. This is their job. Like, they got to do that. Luckily, that a lot of them have, the bigger guys have connections at either some Sony developers or Sony themselves, so they can try. But even with those kind of connections, you don't really get these deals on the next gen systems, you know? So there's a lot of people scrambling to get these by release day. Pretty fucking shitstormy all around these releases. Not a whole lot of happy fans from anybody right now.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of it's got to do with COVID. Like, I understand that some of this is unavoidable, but at the same time, like, this always happens. Like, every console release, every card release, and there's always a bigger demand than there is what they're producing. It's like, at this point, I understand there's some kind of, like, benefit, I guess, to creating a buzz around something that you can't get your hands on. But, like, it's not...
No.
No buzz. That was your nephew. Yeah, that was definitely your nephew.
Oh, I can mute him.
Right, I did it. Muted. Lost my train of thought. Buds, there's
we
Buds,
have a special
right?
guest on this week.
You get to create a little bit of free advertising, some buzz around your product when you have, you know, this manufactured scarcity. And it just so happens that they've got COVID to blame this time, but they've been doing this shit for years.
Well, and further to your point, I think we can blame COVID a little bit more on the consumer uproar, because everybody's cranky pants right now.
Well, and like, even not just cranky pants, but everyone's fucking home for the, you know, a lot more people.
Yeah,
right?
That's why,
like,
they're cranky pants.
Like, people have more time to game, to find something to take their minds off the shit. And
then they can,
so
they
can exactly experience. Like, on top of that, we have fewer units they're able to produce in time, so fuck. I don't know what to say other than fuck.
They're making them affordable, looking at the Nvidia cards and stuff. They're making them a lot more affordable than what we've seen in the past. Even these systems are pretty powerful machines for the price tag that they put on them, so you know, they're
you know, and
super desirable at the same. It's not even like, yeah, I guess I'll get the new Xbox. It's like, no, I fucking want that new Xbox. It's a great machine.
Yeah.
Part of me is kind of suspicious about the affordability of these consoles. I don't know. Like, is it just the cost of manufacturing has come down, or is there something else hidden?
Well, I mean, $500 was the launch price of the original Xbox One, right? It was the launch price of the Xbox One X.
I think PS3 was like the most expensive launch, right?
Even that, what was that at? 600? 550?
I can't remember. I remember one of the PlayStations ended up being like the most pricey, but it was also a big beefy machine for the time as well.
Right. And to your point, it's yes, the costs are coming down because it's easier to do. A company as big as Microsoft and Sony, they can, you know, they can buy at scale and get discounts on components, I'm sure. But the other thing is that these are highly tailored machines that only do one thing. Like, they're running, you know, they can tailor less, like, powerful hardware to perform better because it doesn't have to do all the other shit a PC does.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the, you know, there's a bit of cost savings there. You don't have to have, you know, the kind of components you need in a PC to be able to run at the same performance of a game, you know, frame rates and all that shit.
Well, and
ray tracing and everything.
These consoles aren't even boasting those same numbers. They're still sitting there going 60 frames per second. Look at us. Wahoo. Or PC is pushing the limits of how many frames they can get out in a second. Right. Like,
and even then the Series X is supposed to hit 4K at 60 FPS, which up until this Nvidia release, you needed a 2080 Ti or a Titan RTX to hit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can get a, you can get that same performance on, you know, 12 the teraflops or whatever the fuck. I don't know what a teraflop is. compared to the 30, you know, the RTX 3080 can pump out 30 teraflops or again, whatever that is.
It's a fun word.
Whatever a flop is. It's got a lot of flops.
It's got the flops. There's teraflops.
That guy's had
so many flops. It does stand for floating operation points. That much I know. I don't know what that means.
That's still fun to say. Whether it's teraflop or floating operation points. It's...
Yeah, but don't say floating
operation points. I know what it means.
No, you don't. Shut up.
I know what that
means. No, you don't.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you that.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You don't, you're dumber than me.
And yeah, so I guess we'll just go right into the Xbox pre-order. And you got one, right, Spencer?
That's right. I got my Xbox pre-order. It was a bit of a hassle. Like, it took me 15 minutes this morning, like, trying to push through Microsoft's page. Because Best Buy didn't go live when they said they were going to. Target's website broke. I was also on Amazon, which didn't go live for like 45 minutes. So Microsoft was the only one that went live at the time they said they were going to and the website stayed operational.
And you were able to get it through them.
Yeah. But like, so even then I had issues. Like I made sure I went on yesterday and updated my billing address, updated my shipping address, put in the card I wanted to use to make sure it was a saved, you know, payment method.
Easy click and go.
Exactly. And I still had issues. Like, I got it into my cart and then the cart crashed. So it kicked me out and I had to start over. Then nothing was loading. Finally, it starts loading and I'm able to add it to the cart. And I click next and it hangs up for 2 minutes before loading to the next page. And there was a good like 2 or 3 minute wait between each page that had to load.
You're just sweating during all this time. I know how that goes. Like,
is this cart protected? Like, do I have this and I just need to get through it? Or is it going to be like Best Buy where somebody can swoop in and take it from me at any time?
Yeah, it's first come, first serve. It doesn't matter what the contents of your cart are.
Right. So finally, I made it through. It did revert to my old, like, preferred billing and shipping addresses and everything. So I had to still update that. And that was another 2 or 3 minutes in between each time. You know, but finally I made it through, long story short, and I was one of the lucky few who got a Series X pre-order in.
Awesome. Congratulations. That's cool. I'm excited for you because I know your Xbox One died, and that was a sad day. You're needing a new machine. This is a big time machine right here. This is good shit.
Yeah. My lesson with the Xbox One X that crapped out on me after less than 2 years was spend the extra $50 for the extended warranty, especially for being a launch console. Like, who knows what issues it's going to have.
Yeah. And it seems to be like right around the day of your extended warranty expiring that your system's going to just crap out on you. Like, I've known so many people that are like, oh yeah, my warranty was up like in the next week and my shit died and I just got a brand new one.
Yeah, I just got to hope it happens before the warranty expires instead of right after. Yeah.
And since we're on Xbox, I mean, congratulations again. That's big time stuff. And some more exciting news out of Microsoft is their acquisition of ZeniMax, better known as the company that is in charge of Bethesda and all of their games. So Doom, Elder Scrolls, Fallout. That's a big acquisition for Microsoft, $7.5 billion. To put that into perspective, I'm pretty sure Disney bought Star Wars for $4 billion. They bought Marvel for $4 billion. So just they were able to get Bethesda and ZeniMax for just under what Disney bought Marvel and Star Wars for combined.
Yeah, that's insane.
It is a ton of IP, though. Like, big, big moves for Microsoft here. So get ready to see a lot of that shit coming to the Game Pass.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Game Pass especially. They've already come out and said that they're going to honor what current agreements for games to be cross-platform or, you know, multi-platform releases. And that after all of those ones that are already in place expire, it's going to be on a case-by-case basis, which is going to be funny to watch after Sony's been bragging about all their exclusives.
Yeah, and you know, there's really no telling what they're actually going to do. Bethesda is, I think they are still able on a game by game basis to make the decisions themselves. So, but we'll see what kind of sway Microsoft has over them over time, and what they decide to do with this exclusive content. You know, A lot of people were rooting for the exclusive content when it was on their side. Let's see what they'll be saying when it's not on their side, when you're missing out on the next Elder Scrolls. I mean, Xbox.
Yeah, go ahead.
Xbox is just becoming, again, I feel like Xbox One kind of lost itself. Xbox has always been, Microsoft consoles have always been the RPG console, you know? And I feel like Xbox One kind of lost that. And they're picking it back up for Series X. They've got Avowed. They've got the Elder Scrolls series coming to it. What's the other big? They've got another big RPG coming to them as well, and I can't remember right now. But they're doing.
Just talk about the new Fable.
Yeah, Fable as well. Yeah, so they've got some big RPG games coming out, and I think that's really exciting to see consoles getting back into that, because it's been nothing but first person shooters for couple of years now.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to bring up regarding exclusives is we did like that whole episode, remember when they did Sony's showcase, right? About all these exclusives that they're talking about.
Yeah.
And like, I swear every day we're getting more info about, oh, hey, remember this exclusive we showed off? Well, turns out it's only a timed exclusive and it's coming to Xbox like a month after.
Or PC. They've also said that their first party exclusive games, they want to start doing more PC inclusion. So I'm thinking it's going to be Rockstar like, where you get the console game in a year to a year and a half after that game, you're going to get a port to PC and possibly Xbox. So yeah, these exclusives, with the exception of like Spider-Man and God of War, I think every other quote unquote exclusive that they've talked about is going to be on other platforms.
Right. So like, and that was like, that was the big argument for the PS5 over the Xbox. Oh, well, they have the exclusives, right? Well, I feel like now at this point, it's so diluted that Microsoft's back in the lead simply because of things like Game Pass and including EA Play and the Bethesda acquisition, and everything they're doing is just like they're making all the right steps this time, whereas ever last generation, they were complete opposite.
Yeah, it's just more and more and more. Everything you get with Xbox is with Windows as well. So there's more. You get it, more platforms, more games on more platforms. It just makes sense. So yeah, I feel like PlayStation's slacking, and yet I'm reading around after their latest whatever they did, their showcase or whatever, where they're showing off more of the games and stuff. There was a ton of PlayStation people out there like, oh yeah, well, suck on that, Xbox. And I was sitting there like, suck on what? They didn't really show us anything new. It's the same old PlayStation stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And yeah, that's it. And I also saw they came out and said that they're not planning on doing a Game Pass like service for PlayStation.
And I just do not understand that, because I was going to get to saying something about that. You know, a lot of people are like, what are Sony going to do to respond to Microsoft acquiring Bethesda? And I would say nothing, because they don't have $7.5 billion for one. I have an article from Forbes here that the Bethesda acquisition was $7.5 billion. Sony's 2013 to 2019 operating profit was $8.8 billion. So
wow.
The size of these companies are just completely different. Microsoft and Sony are massively different companies with massively different budgets. So they can't respond to anything in that sense, but they don't really have to. They've already got those IPs. That's what Microsoft was doing in response to PlayStation. So PlayStation right. doesn't need to respond with the IPs and developers. They've got the developers. They've got really great developers. Naughty Dog does Uncharted, Last of Us, Santa Monica does God of War, Insomniac does Spider-Man. Guerrilla Games has Horizon Zero Dawn. Sucker Punch is Ghost of Tsushima. So right. they've got these developers. All they need to do is fight the Game Pass. They need to come up with something to combat that, because they've already got the games for it. They just need to put them on a platform that's more accessible than $70 price tag.
Yeah. And that's the other issue, right? Like, Xbox has been hinting that they're not going to follow that $70, you know, the $10 increase for AAA titles.
That's the word. And I know plenty of third-party developers are definitely planning on doing this. You're going to see an increase in game price for these next-gen consoles.
Right. You know, there's not going to be a lot that Microsoft can do about that other than directly subsidizing it to the developer or the publisher. But we'll see what happens. I did hear a rumor that even like some... that game, like I think it was Valhalla, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, is supposed to be it could be a day one release on Game Pass.
What? That yeah. would be fucking amazing.
There was a leaked image that came from Microsoft's site. I don't think it was supposed to have come out yet, but it was like an ad for Game Pass and had Valhalla listed on it.
Well, I mean, that would be their answer to losing Halo as that day one, because that would have been on Game Pass day one as well, since it's a Microsoft title.
Right.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they jumped in and answered with something like that. And that would be fucking huge. That's a big game. And yeah, I just, with Sony not being able to answer to stuff like that, you know, they said they were releasing Miles Morales on PS4 as well as PS5 on release. So that makes it a little more accessible, but without a Game Pass-like system, I just feel like they are going to lose their asses to this very convenient way to play video games.
Right. Speaking to that, like I said, the whole Sony keeps making questionable decisions. One of the news things I was going to drop was apparently they're releasing Spider-Man, the original Spider-Man, not the Miles Morales version, as a remaster for the PS5, right?
Yes.
They're not doing a physical release for it, and you can't transfer your save file from the PS4. I saw
the no save file transfer, which does not make any sense to me. I think Xbox was saying this is another thing they've got going for them. They're backwards compatible with all Xbox games, I'm pretty sure. And PlayStation is what they say is a quote unquote vast majority of PS4 games.
Right. So they've already confirmed no PS1, no PS2, no PS3 games on the PS5.
Yeah, just the major portion of your PS4 games. So your lesser known titles won't cross over, which right. is still shitty. Like, where Xbox is allowing you, every Xbox game is backwards compatible with the Series X, which is
everything that is already backwards compatible will still be.
Correct. Yeah.
They're still working on, you know, really old games and more obscure games, but there's more added like every week or every month.
And a lot of the times you don't need to do that because there's a remastered version of it for your current gen. So
it's not even necessary.
Yeah.
yeah, like I said, it's just, it's these weird decisions that they keep making, these anti-consumer decisions that feel like, why didn't anyone pause and say, hey, is this a good idea? Like, it's just ridiculous. I don't know.
And I don't get why they don't just go in and revamp PS Plus or the Play Store or whatever it is now,
right,
to include a Game Pass like function. They need to start developing that. It surprises me that they have come out and said, we are not going to do that, because just doesn't make sense to not get these hands into the, or these games into the hands of the people this easily when Microsoft is doing it and it's showing great success.
Yeah, the amount of people paying $15 a month for Game Pass Ultimate is ridiculously high, apparently. I saw a number before, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. I'll see if I can find it.
And that number's just going to keep going up with EA Play being added to it and Bethesda games getting added to it and stuff. I don't know. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I know you, David, have both a PlayStation and an Xbox right now. You have the PS4 and the Xbox One. So being a guy that usually doubles up, what's the one you're going to dive in on to start with?
I mean, I don't think that the God of War being exclusive is enough to make me... I don't want to buy a whole console just to play one game. You know, and if pretty much everything else I want to play is on Xbox, I'm definitely going Xbox. There's no point in picking a PS5.
Yeah, at least not on launch. Their launch titles are going to be Miles Morales, which is going to be a great game, don't get me wrong. But is it worth all the other shit that PlayStation isn't offering us and Microsoft is? I don't think so.
It's just all that extra value. Yeah.
No.
In arguably the better machine. I'm excited to see how they actually run side by side. But, you know, these... And I got to correct myself because I posted some things in our Discord. One of them being that the Series S is $100 cheaper, which is true, than the digital edition of the PlayStation 5. However, I did not know that the PlayStation 5 digital edition does not have any lesser hardware other than no optical drive. So that is a better machine than the Series S. Your Series S is downgraded hardware and no optical drive. So there is a bit of a difference there, but you'll still be able to play all your next-gen games on a Series S. It'll just be a little downgraded.
Yeah.
So I guess for the people wanting just the digital edition of the PS5, that is the better running machine in the lesser value, but it's still cheaper to get a Series S and still have access to way more games for $15 a month.
Yep. How do you beat that?
Yep.
Apparently Game Pass is up to 15 million subscribers.
God damn. Yeah. And it's just going to keep going up. Like I said, that number just keeps going up through the rest of this fall and winter seasons, especially as more people are playing video games with time off, with COVID, with it getting cold, with holiday season. It's just going to be crazy to see the massive fiasco around video games this year. I feel like it's ramped up. Everything's like landing at the same exact time.
Yep, it's that time of the year, man, going into the fall, getting ready for like you said, Christmas season. It's coming
pumpkin
up.
Pumpkin spice lattes.
You basic bitch. that's all I got on my list. I feel like we did a whole lot of bitching about pre-orders today, but I feel like they kind of needed to be bitched about. I know everybody else is out there bitching about them, so why not us, huh?
Exactly. I just want my 3080.
I know. That's all I really care about right now. I didn't hop on the PS5 or the Xbox pre-orders or release orders. I'm just holding out to dump some money into my PC, and I'll probably get one of these, probably the Xbox, at a later time when they do their upgraded systems.
Good call. Or you have an Xbox One X, right?
Yep.
Keep an eye out. GameStop is doing that like trade-in program.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'll have to.
You can trade it in and get $200 off right now of a Series X.
I should probably do that, because once I have that, I have literally no reason to have The one.
No.
All right, boys. Well, you got anything else? What else? What else? What's on your mind? How you been pooping?
Loose.
All right.
A lot of fast food lately. So, takes a minute to wipe clean.
I feel like this is the same conversation we had last time about our poops. I'm still pushing rope. I'm feeling really good over here.
Nice.
Yeah. I need to take some Metamucil or something, man.
Just sometimes, falling out of you.
Sometimes no I get the marker wipes where it's just still poop, but you know.
You gotta get a bidet, man.
I know, I do. I gotta live that bidet dream.
Spray some nice warm water right on your poo hole. Clean you right up. No more markers.
Get a bidet today.
Nice.
Is that a wipe? How hard is that spray? Does it just like blast it off?
Let's just say there's a turbo function that I use liberally.
It's like fucking mopping peanut butter out of shag carpet.
Spencer sneaking in the bathroom. You gotta like go spray him with the bottle again.
All right, that's enough. That's enough poop. We'll save our poop for later. All right, follow us on Twitter. Come join our Discord. Check out our website, 3guys1up.com. Thanks for listening to us this week. Hope your poops are solid. You guys have a good week. We'll catch you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.